met.police.uk. That's met.police.uk. For custody-related inquiries, please press 1. To report a new crime, press 2. To provide or receive an update on an existing crime report, press 3. For road traffic incidents, to provide or request an update on your crime, please visit our website at www.met.police.uk/contact. That's met.police.uk/contact. For custody-related inquiries, please press 1. To report a new crime, press 2. To provide or receive an update, please report all non-emergency crimes via our website. Visit www.met.police.uk/report. That's met.police.uk/report, where you will find our online crime reporting system. If the crime you are reporting occurred on the London Underground or on a national rail train or station, please report this to the British Transport Police by calling 0800 40 50 40. That's 0800 40 50 40. To have this call transferred to the British Transport Police, please press 1. To speak with an operator, press 9. To end this call, please hang up. Metropolitan Police, what's the reason for your call?
Hello, I'm trying to get somebody to go through a load of evidence with me in regards to a load of complaints that I have and crimes that have been committed against me. Is that possible that you might be able to do that?
What do you mean go through it with you? What is it you want from
me? I want the police to act efficiently within regards to their policies. I have a website here now that I've created, and I can turn that on public right this second, and I would like to show you all the police officers' recordings that I've been phoning them, telling me that I've been robbed down the phone, and all the transcribes. I'd like to show you how I'm illegally being detained by police officers who caused misconduct under the police force that they represent, and they've caused negligence towards my life. I've been threatened multiple times by officers. I've had incoming calls that they're threatening me, and I've recorded them and I've put them up on my website. I've been held illegally in my house. I've phoned yourselves loads of times in regards to assault. My neighbours have been allowed to attack me, and a sex scandal was created in my name when there was nothing wrong with me, medically wrong, and no one had any rights. They've served an ASBO, and it's scribbled all over in the ASBO like I'm a black boy on the block, and that's why this is happening to me. And I don't think I want somebody to deal with it. I've been held in my house today illegally against my will. And
who's held you in your house?
The Metropolitan, a woman called Sally Gilchrist, Sir Holgan Howell himself authorised it, and Jane Johnson, right, the borough commander for Edmonton, she authorised it. And they've let another gentleman called Lemmy now, who works for the council, come in, who's fraudulently put a possession order against me.
Okay. You've obviously got a lot going on there. Can I just take a few details? Can I take your name?
My name, Mr. Simon Paul Cordell. My Christian name is Paul. I'm not Christian anymore, though. I don't really believe in Christianity.
So you're known as Paul Cordell, yeah?
Simon, middle name is Paul. My first name's Simon.
Right. Okay. And your address for me?
That's 109 Burncroft Avenue.
Sorry, what avenue?
109 Burncroft Avenue. B-U-R-N, Croft Avenue. Who am I actually speaking to? Alison, and where am I actually speaking to you from? Where are you based?
Communications Command in Bow.
Communications in Bow. Okay, thank you. Who's in charge of you at the moment? Who's in charge of Bow at the moment? Who's the senior officer there?
Well, it would be a duty officer.
Is it okay? You have access to
Google.
You have access to Google. Is that correct?
No, not while I'm working. No. There'd be no need for me to use Google while I'm working.
And so.
If you've got all this evidence, would it not be better to take it all into a police station?
I'm in fear of rehearsals of walking into the police station. Every time I walk into a police station, I get viciously attacked. I've had to lock myself in my house. I've had to block my letterbox so that nothing can be put in my house. I've built a website called horrificcorruption.com. I've got all the recordings of the 999 call centres that I've ever made. There's 220 phone calls asking for your assistance. I've got all the videos of what my neighbours were doing to me banging on all the walls, attempting to murder me, taking my right to life, Article 2, Article 13. I've got all of me explaining down the phones what they were doing to me. They falsified paperwork. It's not just complaints against, it's against civilians as well. They've attempted to murder me, and it's attempted murder. It's more, and banging noise starts with something called Christie v. Davy, which is a tort law, which is, okay, two people, a woman started banging at a bloke once a long time ago, and they created the law, the tort law. Yeah, Christie v. Davy. Then after that become hate crime when somebody continues doing it. Now, hate crime is an actual crime. It's a criminal offence. Then after hate crime, when someone continues to do something for a duration like a 5 years, torturing you while you're inside your house being illegally held, and they're banging on the walls and I'm phoning the police, that becomes attempted manslaughter. Yeah, and it's above section 18 with intent, even though it still does hold a tenant. And I have spoke to the Supreme Courts and I spoke to the European committees, and I'm building my, I've built official report. I've got loads of police officers that I've let into my house and had dictators in my pockets. I've gone going through the report with them in my front room. They've not known that I'm recording them.
Simon, I'm going to have to stop you there, okay?
For what reason?
I don't think this is something I can deal with over the phone.
What?
Okay.
So can you send a police officer to my house?
The Independent Plaints Commission.
Yes, I have spoke. I've had dealings with the Independence Complaint Commission, and I've had dealings with. I went through this case, through the appeal stage, through JR, and the Metropolitan Police and your call centres, and a lot of the people that I have on recording from your call centres, who's about to most probably lose their jobs, because of their voices are on there and their names and everything they've said and done. Every single one of them's all saying I've been robbed. You're a black boy on the block. You're this. Do you listen to the recordings now online? Yeah, before I publish...
I'm not going to actually do that. I can't do that.
Before I publish them to everybody, you can get a police officer at a police station that can take my case on and deal with it efficiently how it's supposed to be dealt with. You have whistleblowing policies and procedures. What one of them is called is the Codes of Efficiency, the Act 1999 and 2003. And now I call you and your name and I tell you what that Efficiency Act 1999 does and 2003. It says if I tell you what another police officer is doing or another servant who has signed Alliance of Oath, and you do not act affirmatively and call an interview between you and that person, you are as bad as that person, if not worse. Now, I've informed you that Steve Ellis has fraudulently made an ASBO application. You can go to that ASBO application because you are working for that company, and you can see that each police officer falsified four statements. In them four statements, they never got no victims to sign for them, the statements, yeah? They falsified the paperwork, all the timestamps to your CADs, the crimits that have come out. Yeah, they made them all up for Progress Way, which is one area, because no one really went there.
Simon, yes? I'm going to have to stop you. This is nothing I can deal with over a phone at the moment.
You can act efficiently. I'm telling you what they're doing. I'm going to put your recording online in a second, and you're going to be famous as well for not protecting me. My human rights are important.
You need to listen to me, okay? This is not something I can deal with over a phone at the moment.
You can send someone to my house, I can. You can send a police officer under the Police Reforms Act 2003, which on 99, which you've all signed up for.
I'm going to advise you for the first time. This is not something I can deal with over the phone.
So you can. So the people, the resources that you have available to you, can you log a complaint now, then, please? Can you log a complaint and send it? Can you log a complaint right now for me, please?
I'm now advising you twice.
Can you please log a complaint for me? I'd like to make an official complaint to you right now in regards to the officers that I'm putting you in receipt of the evidence of, and I want you to log that onto the computers now in front of you and somebody to deal with that with the duty of care that they're supposed to.
Lower your voice, then. Lower your voice, Simon. Okay?
Yes.
You need to lower your voice.
I apologise. I'm tongue-tied, madam. I'm tongue-tied, and I have pressured speech. I went to speech therapy as a kid and everything. I don't ever mean to be like that or be any way. It's just that when I'm trying to speak, that's what happens sometimes.
Okay. So what is your new complaint you wish to make, sir?
My complaint is that Metropolitan Police Force are illegally...
Right, can you speak slowly as well? Because I do have to type, okay? So you wish to complain that the Met Police,
have promised that once the case, the ASBO case, had finished in court, that they would, and I've got the recording of this.
Slow down for me.
Have promised in the recordings that I have online that once the ASBO.
Sorry,
sorry. That the ASVO case, once it had finished in court, yeah?
Yeah. That Sergeant Thomason phoned me on an incoming call, as well as many other officers did throughout the 4 years of it ongoing, and they promised me that the second that the case is over, the second that I phone you again in regards to putting an official complaint in, that you will act efficiently and that you will stop them police officers from working and do whatever has to be done if the evidence...
Slow down, because I have no idea what you're talking about. Just slow down. So they promised you that once the case was over, they would act efficiently, and the police officers would do what?
They would take an investigation in regards to the negligence and misconduct that I claim that their officers have pursued in against my free will against me.
Okay. So they would investigate...
The negligence and misconduct.
Against you, yeah?
The police officers are falsified against me under the Fraudulent Companies Act.
The officers who falsified information, yeah?
Falsified under the Companies Act 2006. Fraud under the Fraud Company Act 2006.
Okay.
And I've got recordings of loads of the sergeants phoning me, telling me that the second that I can do this, that they're going to investigate the timestamps that go backwards in your call centres. They're going to investigate that I'm not the right colour skin to fit the crime in the beginning, and IC1's committed the crimes, not an IC3 like
okay,
I am.
You need to slow down. Sorry, madam.
Sorry, madam.
If you want me,
I can type fast. That's where it is. I'm not even trained. I'm not even trained or in a call centre, and you should see how fast I can type.
Good for me.
Good for me. That's good for all of us, because I wrote paperwork and policies for all of us. I wrote a model constitution to protect your children, my children, and everyone. And your company discriminated me and scribbled up my black boy on the block. They're calling me a black boy down the phone, and I'm going to go public. And then hopefully, when them coppers come into work tomorrow, if you look at the website when you go home, if I leave it on overnight, you're going to say to them, "Why did you come into work?" Are you all going to be looking at each other, putting handcuffs on each other? Half your friends in that call centre that I've got on recordings are in so much trouble, it's unreal. You don't need to start taking this very seriously, because I want to do an inner body claim and sort this out inner body, and you all keep buoying me and telling me to go out of body and go to a solicitor. I'm ready to send my paperwork to a solicitor. That's what I'm trying to show you through that website now, yeah? Yeah? I want somebody to deal with this inner body, and what my proposal is to use, lot.
Simon! Lower the voice.
Sorry. What my proposal is to use, what has been in all the recordings, I knew that used fraudulently frauded that the company done that to me. But what I'm saying is they never proved, I never really threw the parties. The Facebook part, the people that really threw the parties, I copied their Facebook profiles and I've put them on Facebook. So you can see I never really threw the parties.
Okay.
Yeah.
Simon, I'm going to tell you now, I'm not going to be looking at any Facebook. I'm not going to be looking at any...
It's not Facebook.
Google.
Yeah, but you're a police officer, a police officer above you, who is supposed to be acting under the codes of conduct that he did, will act efficiently and will deal with this, and you will act under the whistleblowing policies, and you will act efficiently under your cabinet's policies. You are governed under the equality to rights. Yeah, do you know what the equality to rights
okay,
is?
If you do not stop shouting.
I'm not shouting, I'm tongue-tied. It's a disability. I get money for it. It's a disability. You're having a go at me because I'm disabled.
I'm not having a go at you.
I'm not. Yeah, you are. I'm sure I can't help being pressured speech. I can't help being like this. It's the way I was born. I've got a thing under my tongue, and it hasn't been cut. So that's why I had to go to on the blue bus at school and go and talk. And they had to teach me a speech therapy. My whole life I've been like it.
Okay, Simon. Okay, I understand. Okay, I've passed your complaint down for you. Would you like a reference number for your call?
I would appreciate it. And I'd like to know if somebody's going to call me back. Who's going to call me back?
I don't know the name of the officer. Okay.
Can I take the number then, please? The CAD number to this call and the rest of it, please.
The CHS reference. I'm on CHS, and the reference is
3-0-0-0-0-0-0-9. All right. 3-0-0-0-9, and is that and then what's that got today's date at the end of it?
You can put the date.
And what is today's date again?
For your reference.
What is today's date?
Sorry, if you let me finish speaking. Today's date is the 6th of October for
The 6th of October. All right. Do you know what? Listen to this, yeah? If you check on a Google mobile phone, yeah? Mobile phone don't show all of the case files and all the coppers' names and everything, yeah? I'm going to turn the website on for an hour because I believe that some of you have got a PC in there and you can actually see what's actually happening. I haven't even loaded up half of the audio and the video evidence I've got yet, and I haven't even started on it. I'm about to start on it in a minute. That's why I'm trying to phone you and sort this inner body rather than going to... I've got barristers and solicitors begging me. Have you worked out 7 years holding me hostage? Can I just say one thing to you, yeah? No, listen to this. This is important for all of you, yeah? 7 years, yeah, holding me hostage, yeah? If you work out the hours in 7 years, that's 1.5 million hours, yeah? If you take away them 500,000 hours, say I was asleep, that's 1 million hours, yeah, that I've been up studying, doing my defence phoning use lot, yeah? If I get one, that means every pound I get in compensation every hour, yeah, I get £1 million for the 7 years I've been phoning use lot and explaining to you everything that's been going on, yeah? I want to get what's rightfully mine and what you knew from the beginning. I've got recordings of them doctors in this house and the police in this house going through the ASBO in 14 with me and all saying I'm not the right colour, noticing the missing signatures in the recording in 14, going through my medical notes in 14, knowing that there's nothing wrong with me, and then you lot continue spreading all these rumours and this sex scandal and endangered Heidi's life, Shannon's life and the rest of us.
I'm going to have to clear the line. Goodbye.
Yeah, well, you have a good day then, or good evening. Sleep well.